light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold, on this the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a dark and empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen.
Prayers come before you.
like the evening offering. Defend me, my love, I take refuge in you. Guard me from those who do evil. My joy I trust in you. So listen to my heart, I am invoking you. My prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your ruler shall come to you, a just Savior, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. Your Savior shall banish the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
On that day all idols will be thrown down, and Adonai alone will be exalted. Human pride will be humbled, the arrogance of man will be brought low, and Adonai alone will be exalted. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love. On that day all idols will be thrown down, and Adonai alone will be exalted. Christ died for our sins and rose that we might live. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the holy breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Christ died for our sins and rose, that we might live.
For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earth kind, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Great Spirit, you are our shepherd chief in the most high place. Your home is everywhere, even beyond the stars and moon. Whatever you want to be done, let it be done everywhere. Give us your gift of bread day by day. Forgive us our wrongs as we forgive those who wrong us. Take us away from wrongdoing. Free us from evil, for everything belongs to you. Let your power and glory shine forever. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis. Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.